Good afternoon, audiobook community. Dean Reed here. I'm afraid this one's going to be a rant. I'm not sure if you listened to my audiobook a few days ago. I said that I was going to be selling my old car because I got a new one. And I put my old car on eBay the same day as I did the boo, which was last Monday. It's now Saturday. I'm currently working the night shift, as I actually did a boo about 12 hours ago, and I hate eBay. I really do hate eBay because of the time-wasting idiots that seem to populate that place. Obviously, there are normal people who aren't idiots, but every time, I've sold a couple of cars on eBay, three or four perhaps, and every time there has been hassle. People not showing up, people bidding, and then when they arrive, trying to knock you down or haggle. And I've had lots of interest this week, actually, in the car. I put it on for £1 initially, started it at £1. And that's what I always do, just to get the interest. And in the first two or three days, I had about 20, 25 emails. Stupid people who couldn't even spell, asking me if I'd take £100 for it, even though the average of this particular car on eBay for the age is just over 1,000. And just idiot, time-wasting fools. And I had a guy that contacted me yesterday saying, have you got a buy it now price? And I said £900. So this is the sort of money we're dealing with here. Nothing. And it's a Subaru as well, so you're going to get the idiots. I'm hopefully, I'm one of the few people that own a Subaru that isn't an idiot. But it's going anyway. And we exchanged numbers, and we arranged that I would pick him up from the train station in the local town at 3:30 this afternoon. So I've been awake all morning, it seems. Those of you who work nights, in the summer months and when it gets lighter in the day, it's harder to sleep. And because I've had this thing on my mind, I'm just wanting to get rid of the car really, and knowing that eBay is hassle, I think I've been awake every 45 minutes, and this has been the worst sleep ever. And that sounds like an over-exaggeration, and it probably is, just because I'm having a bit of a rant here. We arranged to meet at 3:30. The guy didn't show. He did say that he would let me know if there was any problems in regards to the train times and stuff like that. He didn't let me know. I've had no correspondence with the guy today, but yesterday when I spoke to him on the phone, and we sent a few texts backward and forward about the car, and he seemed pretty keen. And it's a shame, really, because what a waste of a day. I should really have been in bed today, because I've got to stay awake now for another 15 hours, because I'm at work in a few hours' time now, so this has been an absolute waste of time. But it comes back to what I said the other day in my boo that I did originally about cars and morals and things like that. How unfair is that? To make an arrangement, I've had to drive the car to the station to pick him up. I mean, it's only 10-15 minutes, but just, I could have really, he sympathised with me actually, because he works night shifts as well, he said, and what a pain in the arse, sorry for the crude language. But yeah, just, why would you arrange something and then not even tell the person that you're not going to come? I've tried ringing him, tried texting him, nothing. So I hate eBay. I really do hate eBay. I don't think I will ever use eBay again to sell cars, because it's just been one thing after another. Like I said, I've sold 3, 4, or 5 cars. I can't quite remember how many, but in the last 6 or 7 years, and it's just been ridiculous, because there's no control over it really, because if someone gets bad feedback, they'll just start a new account. And if you say that people who have got less than 10 feedback aren't allowed to bid, they'll just do it anyway. So I'm running out of time, and I'm just going to go back to sleep for a couple of hours, I think. Goodbye, all.